My name is Sydney Bauman, KBPS Class of 2025. You're listening to the voice of the Portland Public Schools, AM 1450 KBPS Portland, online at kbps.am.
Good morning, the time is 11 o'clock and I'm Sydney reporting live in the KBPS News Center on SummerSound 2025. This iconic Portland band is coming home for the four Oregon shows. From Oregon Live, the 90s rock band Everclear is celebrating the 30th anniversary of their second album Sparkle and Fade by embarking on the 42-night Sparkle and Fade 30th Anniversary Tour. The tour starts September 5th in LA and will have four stops in Oregon. The dates include September 9th in Medford, September 11th in Bend, September 12th in Eugene, go Ducks, and September 13th in the City of Roses, Portland. Doors open at 5:30 with shows beginning at 7, and tickets are available on Everclear's website at everclearmusic.com/tour. Again, if you're interested, that's everclearmusic.com/tour. I'll have to check them out. I know they're pretty iconic for the city. They originated there. But after over three decades on the air, this entertainment news program, E! News, has been canceled. According to Variety, the decision comes from the E! Network, who is prioritizing its entertainment coverage across digital and social media platforms. Interesting. E! Has also decided to spin off from its previous owners of NBC Universal and will be folded into the new publicly traded company, Versant. The celebrity-focused outlet will continue airing new episodes until September 25th. Variety says in a quote, quote, E! Informed the roughly 20 employees at E! News of the cancellation this morning, and that, quote, some E! News correspondents are expected to transition to the new owners, but it's yet to be determined the capacity. I hope everybody gets a job safely. Everybody gets a good position. But this up-and-coming singer, rapper, and songwriter Quadeca just released his new album, Vanisher, Horizon Scraper, last night to amazing reception from listeners. Many reviewers shared the sentiment that the album was worth the wait, and the record was written, produced, mixed, and mastered by him himself. Wow, that sounds really impressive. Quad also created the story, directed, and edited the music videos all on his own. Well, I mean, I heard him on this artist, Kevin Abstract. He was a member of Brockhampton, if you know, you know. But I heard it on his solo album, Bloom, which just came out, and his song was incredible. It was one of the best songs I probably heard this year. So I'll have to check him out right after this. But this pop star, Chapel Roan, has begun teasing her long-awaited single, The Subway, with posters throughout New York City. From The Hollywood Reporter, the Pink Pony Club star is preparing for the release of The Subway, a fan favorite song that has been teased for months at her live show, and for what I believe is Chapel Roan's magnum opus. This song is the best thing she's ever made. Posters spotted throughout the Big Apple say, quote, going through a breakup, get bangs, with a cut-up picture of Chapel Roan herself. It's just her hair, but it's all cut up into bangs. I think that's cute. I think that's campy. A video posted on social media shows a moving truck with a license plate saying The Subway passing a Saskatchewan welcome sign, a location featured in the single's lyrics. While Roan's previous single, The Giver, from March, had a classic country influence, The Subway is leaning more towards the sound featured on her debut album, The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess. I will definitely have to add The Subway when it comes out. People are saying it's coming out on August 1st, but we'll have to see. More updates will be on the way. But this has been SummerSound News on KBPS. I'm Sydney, and we'll be back with your weather forecast right after this.
WorkSource Oregon presents Your Career, Your Choice. While attending high school, you may wonder, is it all worth it? Especially if school just doesn't seem to be your thing. WorkSource Oregon Employment Department's Lonnie Martinez says a high school diploma or GED tells a potential employer a lot about you.
I think it's really important that especially youth understand that that not only shows their commitment to something, it shows that they can complete something and learn everything that is necessary to gain or earn a high school diploma or GED.
Your Career, Your Choice is a service of WorkSource Oregon. For more information on how WorkSource Oregon can help you get your career started, go to our website at workinginoregon.org or visit the WorkSource Oregon Center nearest you.
More and more these days, it feels like sports are losing out to hype. Who dissed who? Who signed the fattest contract? Who got busted for cheating? Lost, too, is the unique capacity sports have to inspire us, to unite us. Well, great news, sports fans. Sports are still being played for the right reasons. They're still as entertaining as they are character building. You just have to know where to find it. And you only have to look as far as your local Oregon high school. You know, the place where the games are exciting, concessions are affordable, and the parking is free. Where the emphasis is on hustle and heart instead of hype. If you prefer real, honest-to-goodness sport played for all the right reasons, you'll find it at your hometown high school. High school sports. Games are being played this weekend at an Oregon high school near you. Okay, everybody, who's in?
This message presented by the Oregon School Activities Association and the Oregon Athletic Directors Association.
Portland weather.
I'm back. You can't lose me. Anyway, here's the weather. The forecast for today has some decreasing clouds with a high of 75 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy weather with an overnight low of 55. Tomorrow, we're looking at some partly sunny weather with a high of 75 degrees once again. Right now, we have some overcast and it's 73 degrees in Vancouver. We have clear skies and 73 degrees in Hillsborough. And currently, we have overcast and 61 degrees in the Rose City. It appears that we have a call-in request. But first, I'd like to explain our game, which is coming up at 11:10. My three songs peak game, you know, whoever came up with this one, you know, they were cooking for sure. But I'll play three songs coming up at 11:10, and then after the three songs play, you'll call us and guess the connection between the three songs. I mean, I wonder what it could be. The anticipation killing me, dead on the floor. But so when you call us, make sure to leave a number so we can reach out to you, because if you win my three songs, drum roll please. You can't really hear, but you will get some free KBPS merchandise, a shirt, stickers. You already know how this game is played. It's a classic KBPS game. But, you know, we have a call and request, actually. Let's take a listen.
How's it going, Sydney? I was wondering if you could play some Charlie XCX for me. I'm a big fan, and I'm a big fan of the station, too. All right, thank you.
Yeah, of course, man. If you guys have been good, lovely little listeners, and you've been attentive, I am the biggest Charlie XCX fan out there. A Charlie XCX, Brat, that's going to be that's like the best, one of the best albums of the decade. Okay, that's incredible. Go listen to Brat by Charlie XCX. But I have Girl So Confusing featuring Lord off the Brat remix album coming up next. And make sure not to turn that dial, because we'll be playing my three songs right after this.